This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. In Grand Junction, a jury is now deliberating on the fate of former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters. She faces 10 criminal charges and is accused of letting an unauthorized person copy the hard drives of her election equipment and attend a secure software update in 2021. Peters' defense has argued she was only following her responsibilities to preserve election records, but the state disputes that characterization. In Pueblo, a syringe exchange ban could go back into effect this week. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
Pueblo's city council voted to ban free syringe exchange programs in the city in May, largely over many reports of used needles ending up in public places. But in June, a judge issued a restraining order on the ban, blocking it after a lawsuit was filed by the ACLU. That meant needle exchanges could continue. ACLU of Colorado legal director Tim McDonald argues Pueblo's programs are following state law requirements to operate.
A local government like Pueblo cannot criminalize a program that has a statewide interest.
On Tuesday, a judge will decide whether Pueblo's ban can go back into effect while the lawsuit continues. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The CU football team will hold an off-campus practice in Denver at All Cities Stadium on Friday as it prepares for the upcoming season. Head coach Deion Sanders hopes the Buffs improve on last season's 4-win record. He says the defense has performed well so far during fall camp.
I'm seeing pretty much 4 to 5 guys that can bump and run and cover all day. You don't have to blitz. You don't have to have exotic things on defense because these guys can get it done.
The Buffs open the season in Boulder against North Dakota State on August 29th. You are listening to CPR News and KRCC.